With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. U.S. wildlife officials have released a recovery plan for an estimated 1,000 grizzly bears in Montana, the largest grizzly population in the lower 48, as they lay the groundwork to potentially lift protections for the animals. The habitat plan released today includes limits on motorized travel, recreational sites, and livestock grazing. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service document is meant to protect bears in a conservation area encompassing 9,000 square miles along the U.S.-Canada border, including Glacier National Park. About three-quarters of the bear's habitat is on federal lands. The Northern Rockies' other large grizzly population around Yellowstone National Park lost its protected status last year and faces potential public hunting beginning this fall. Wyoming officials yesterday approved a grizzly hunt of 22 bears in a wide area east and south of Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. The head of Montana's Democratic Party is asking for a congressional investigation into whether Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte lied to the police and the public when he assaulted a reporter last year. Executive Director Nancy Keenan sent her request to the Office of Congressional Ethics and the House Committee on Ethics today. It's been exactly 1 year since Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs said Gianforte, quote, body slammed him, unquote, for asking him a question the day before Gianforte won a special election for Montana's U.S. House seat. Gianforte eventually pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault and said Jacobs did nothing wrong, but he initially told police that Jacobs instigated the attack. Keenan's complaint says Gianforte's false statements violated House ethics rules even though he wasn't yet elected or sworn in. The state health department has hired consultants and paid over $277,000 in civil penalties as the Montana Mental Health Nursing Care Center in Lewistown works to meet new federal regulations for caring for older adults with mental health issues. The Great Falls Tribune reports that after a February inspection, the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid found the facility failed to protect patients from the verbal, physical, and sexually abusive behaviors of fellow dementia patients. Zoe Bernard, administrator of the Addictive and Mental Disorders Division, says residents are receiving the same good quality of care, but with a different set of regulations and expectations. The state is paying about $70,000 a month for a consultant to guide the center in meeting the new requirements. President Donald Trump signed a banking bill into law today that Montana Senator John Tester played key roles in crafting and passing. The bill rolls back some provisions of the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis in an effort to prevent something like that from happening again. Tester, who sits on the Senate Banking Committee, has taken heat from fellow Democrats for supporting the legislation, but contends that it's important because it reduces burdens on small rural banks, which he says are disappearing. In a video statement to the media, Tester says the bill the president signed today
was built off of 4 or 5 years of negotiations, bipartisan negotiations, that I had with Democrats and Republicans on the banking committee. I was able to get this bill to the Senate floor because of those negotiations, of difficult compromise, but yet working in a bipartisan way to move a bill forward that, while it protects consumers, also allows our community banks and credit unions to do their job of growing the economy in rural America.
President Trump didn't invite Tester and other Democrats who shepherded the bill to the White House signing ceremony today. Instead, he invited Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines. Daines said it was, quote, great to join the president at the White House to finally take steps to provide relief to our rural communities, end quote. The president has been lashing out at Tester since the senator brought forth anonymous allegations against Trump's nominee for Secretary of Veterans Affairs in April. A federal judge in Great Falls today heard arguments in a lawsuit to overturn federal approval for the Keystone XL pipeline to cross from Alberta into Montana. At a petroleum industry meeting in North Dakota yesterday, that state's mineral resources director said builders of the Keystone XL pipeline can learn a lot of lessons from the Dakota Access Pipeline. Lynn Helm says the key takeaway from DAPL is tribal consultation.
If you're building anywhere near a tribal nation, you really need to engage in early consultation and often consultation. It always works better if you talk to people instead of about them.
Helm says he believes the Keystone Pipeline will struggle with getting the necessary rights of way in Nebraska. I'm Bo Baker.